Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. A fatal crash involving a charter bus carrying Farmingdale High School's marching band occurred in New York, leaving one dead and over 40 injured. The incident taking place about 70 miles north of New York City. Five people, identified as young, are in critical condition. The bus, with at least 50 on board, was en route to a band camp in Pennsylvania, according to the Farmingdale School District. The number of Americans making initial unemployment claims in the U.S. fell by 20,000 last week, totaling just over 201,000 people.
According to the latest data from the Labor Department, these figures mark the lowest since January and significantly below analysts' anticipated number of 225,000. Additionally, ongoing unemployment claims decreased by 21,000, reaching an almost eight-month low.
A murder suspect in Indiana on the run due to a clerical mistake that led to his release. Kevin Mason mistakenly set free from an Indianapolis detention center last week. Authorities aren't certain of the 28-year-old's current whereabouts and whether he remains in the county. President Biden reaffirming U.S. support for Ukraine and its conflict with Russia during a meeting with Ukrainian leader President Zelensky in the Oval Office yesterday.
Mr. President, the brave people of Ukraine, and that's not hyperbole, the people of Ukraine have shown enormous bravery, have inspired the world, really inspired the world.
Zelensky expressed gratitude for ongoing military and humanitarian assistance. Prior to the meeting, Zelensky also conferred with lawmakers on Capitol Hill and top military officials at the Pentagon. He emphasized to lawmakers that Ukraine needs increased aid to avoid losing the war. This is USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Obesity is on the rise, that's according to the CDC, which cites data that shows 22 states had at least 35% of adults with obesity in 2022. That number is up from 19 in 2021. Obesity the most prevalent in Louisiana, Oklahoma, and West Virginia, with more than 40% of adults being classified as obese. The Midwest and Southern regions had the highest numbers overall. The Powerball jackpot up to $725 million. That pot of money got bigger again after no one matched all six numbers Wednesday night. It's the 27th consecutive drawing with no winner. The next Powerball drawing Saturday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Taylor Swift's Eras Tour movie tracking for a massive $75 to $100 million box office opening. The concert film launches in theaters on October 13th. The National Research Group reporting the number, but many people believe it'll cross that threshold easily. The University of Minnesota introducing a new kind of apple to the world. It has a crisp, juicy texture, sort of like a Honey Crisp, but with tropical overtones. The apple breeding program at U of M has been around for more than a century. This is their 29th variety of apple, MN33, and it will be available to consumers under the brand name Kudos in the next few years. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you, and we've got Ambassador Francis Rooney joining us to talk about Congress, all things happening on the Beltway, and how it affects everyday Americans. Ambassador, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, a lot going on the Beltway. Before we even talk about a pending impeachment, of course, let's talk about the Russian-Ukraine war news, the latest. It seems that Americans, especially with all the problems we're having domestically, are growing weary of continuing to send money to Ukraine without a really objective understanding of what's the end game here.
Well, you know, I'm kind of still a believer that we need to continue to fight Russia. I know that's becoming a bit of a minority position right now, but I'm afraid if we let Putin get away with this, it'll be the start of something worse. And what is it saying to China about our ability to protect our allies?
Yeah, there's lots of fronts here that we're dealing with, and I guess that's part of the challenge. You know, I saw this when I saw them amassing, their chain, their supply chain for war on the Ukrainian border. I'm thinking, what is going on here? Why are they waiting so long, you know, to preempt any kind of aggressive movement? And it's like they allowed this to happen. I guess for me, Ambassador, that's the bit that's frustrating because, you know, it's like that old saying, you know, you can pay me now or pay me later. But when you wait and you put it off, it gets much more complicated and more expensive. And I think this is another example of that saying.
Well, that's the other side of the coin. I just don't think that that we can let Russia win. Mm-hmm. Now, what we can do, and that nobody seems to want to talk about, is we can figure out a way to stop this thing diplomatically. And perhaps leave Russia with Crimea and then get up and everybody just go home. And I know Zelensky would have a fit about that, but as far as I'm concerned, Zelensky would have a vote. It's all of our money. Europe's an ally.
Right. Right. Well, Nikki Haley
said to the UN that we can't let the Ukraine be dismembered. I thought he was out of off the reservation on that one.
Right. Well, Nikki Haley brought some clarity and understanding for the American people to help us understand that Europe is much more vested than being reported. Why aren't we hearing more about, you know, the other NATO nations and what they're doing and how they're participating? And we only hear about, you know, America's participation.
Well, I think that's the media is just too fixated on stirring up controversy here between the people that are pro or con Ukraine, because they ought to be more balanced and fair saying what all the different countries are doing. I mean, Poland, you know, has helped a lot. Now they're questioning whether they're going to continue to help.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ambassador, you know, I think you and I agree on this, and that is that there needs to be something done with a sense of immediacy to resolve this issue. It you know, the perception is that, you know, we're getting involved in another, you know, another long, you know, conflict here that just keeps, you know, running up zeros. And, you know, this is upon a country that just surpassed $33 trillion in debt.
Yeah, take a look at the article. I think it's in the Wall Street Journal today about the, all the recent debt that's been piled on since COVID. It's $7.5 trillion.
Yes. Yeah, this is insane. And the thing is about it is when you look back at that $7 trillion plus that has been spent, in retrospect, you go, how much did we really have to, you know, spend of that money? How much was it to, you know, in my humble opinion, to pay off political debts, or under the name of an Inflation Reduction Act didn't do such a thing? I mean, time and again, this is what frustrates the American taxpayer, because meanwhile, you know, we're back home on, you know, around the dinner table trying to figure out what we can do. What can we cancel from the budget so that we can make it to the next month?
Well, that's right. And you look at how much fraud and abuse there's been in it.
Exactly.
180 billion has been identified. That's probably the tip of the iceberg. So
right.
That's the problem. The problem is too much spending and too much spending on stupid stuff. It doesn't add productive capacity to our country.
And why is it? And again, I don't. This is always the challenge about things that are political, is that, but somebody has to be accountable for this. Who is responsible for this? And you know, and I look at it, you know, as an independent conservative, I look at it and see that time and again, these kind of irrational expenditures fall consistently with one party versus another. I know people are, you know, saying, occasionally the media will wake up and raise their hand and they'll say, well, the Republicans are just as bad as the Democrats. I don't think so. I think they're bad, but I don't think they're as bad as. But still, you know, somebody needs to be accountable for this kind of waste.
I was pretty disappointed when I was in the Congress about how the Republicans spent money. I calculated, I told Paul Ryan this, the first term when we had all three branches of government, We passed spending bills that were the same as amount as per day Obama's administration spent. It's just outrageous.
Amazing. Yeah.
Nobody can say no to anybody. We do it on different things. We did more of it on defense, a few things like that, than the Democrats. They do more of it on safety net. But, you know, really, if you look back at it, in simplifying a few numbers, but basically Bush spent twice as much as Clinton. Obama spent twice as much as Bush. Trump spent as much as Obama in half the time. And Biden's already spent more than Obama had done.
Well,
you know, Bill Clinton was the last rational president we had on spending.
Well, what Bill Clinton did was, you know, we cut back on the military. He really blighted the military. And, of course, then we end up going to war. And, you know, we send our kids overseas. And the kids are, you know, sending notes back to parents say, hey, would you mind going to Home Depot and get me some sheet metal? Because we've got to reinforce the Humvees here because of the IEDs that are exploding underneath the vehicles. And the parents are going, what are you talking about? Well, you know, we were ill prepared. So it seems like there's a certain paradigm. It's like, okay, you know, the safety net is the passion of Democrats, and they really, you know, fill the cupboards in that area. But when it comes to national defense and national security, they seem to ignore it. And then it's the Republicans' responsibility to make it up whenever they're in office. I mean, it just seems like just a circle of madness, doesn't it?
Yeah, but hold on. Not to defend Bill Clinton overly, but the only war he was fighting was Bosnia.
Yes.
And we were very reluctant, and it was a UN force, and we didn't have a, I mean, what happened under Bush was ridiculous. That's where he spent all his money.
Well, we lost
two wars that we never had a chance to win it.
Right. Yeah, but we had to respond, though, right? I think
we needed to respond the way we did.
Okay.
I thought Obama was smarter about Afghanistan than the Bush administration was. All he did was go in there and bomb him. And he dared Pakistan to shoot him down. And Pakistan didn't do anything. And so instead of paying billions of blood money to Musharraf and the Pashtuns, they just went up there and blew sorties off of aircraft carriers and took out the guys in the caves.
Right.
The And as far as Iraq, you know, I mean, Iraq was stable. Yes, it was repressive, but so was all Latin America.
Right.
Most of Eastern Europe. And there wasn't any war going on. And now, and it was safe for Christians. Now none of that is there. And all the oil in Iraq's in the eastern half of the country, and we didn't get it. Iran got it.
Right. No, good point, Ambassador. We got to go to a quick break. We'll be back. More from Ambassador Francis Rooney after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We're talking with Ambassador Francis Rooney as he's squaring up the history for us, on these issues in terms of, government spending. And, I want to move into the next topic, Ambassador, with you, and that is this issue of inflation that has gone out of hand and seems to be, was immediately exacerbated by policies of Joe Biden when he decided to, destroy the energy sector and our energy independence. And, from there, it's just been, a vertical trajectory, toward this inflation that, many Americans are suffering with, where you got, over 60% of Americans living, paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, the energy thing's very frustrating. I mean, these environmentalists, and I'm pretty strong on the environment, but they don't seem to realize that you've got to have incremental progress. You can't just go cold turkey.
Right.
Uproot an energy supply system that's been in business for a long time. And so they could take some reasonable steps, like getting rid of coal and focusing more on natural gas. That would help the environment quite a bit without shutting down our ability to supply our country with energy. And we're energy independent if we just act like it.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, bring up an excellent point. For people who have been in business, you lay out a plan, and then there's benchmarks. There's certain benchmarks that you've got to hit that say that you're progressing according to target. But all things government, it's like, well, we'll spend the money and we'll figure it out later on. Now here we are. What have we spent? Over $5 trillion in this green energy deal? And are we much further down the road than we were 10 years ago?
When it's a bunch of Democrat cronyism. I mean, they put all that stuff in there, but you got to use U.S. manufacturers to get the electric car credit, which means they got to be union. I mean, it's terrible.
Yeah.
And how about this business about no more gas stoves? I guess most of these liberals don't cook. They can't cook a whole bunch.
Exactly.
They have gas stove.
Yeah. No, I agree. Well, this is, it's all insane, and it's all, to pursue this green fascism. I mean, this is really what it boils down to. I mean, it's fascist at its very heart. What happened to a free America?
Yeah, that's a real good question. The executive branch doesn't act like it's a democracy. We talk about democracy all the time, but every time Biden wants to do something, the Congress won't do it. He just does an executive order. No one's stopping him but the courts.
Right, exactly. And there has to be, you would think, in anticipation after two years, clearly we know what Biden is going to do. They need to anticipate that to when he does, he's going to go squirrely. So anticipate it and get ready to go and move with a sense of urgency and get it into the courts right away instead of letting it go through its everyday process. I know you can, walk and chew gum at the same time. We've got a lot going on right now. We're trying to, a lot of debate over the budget. We're going to be $2 trillion in deficit going, just finishing out this year. And we're $33 trillion in debt. And there just seems to be no stopping this, Ambassador. I mean, they're going to continue to push forward. And I think that, especially in the waning months of this administration, I just sense there's going to be a higher level of desperation and more craziness that's going to be imposed on the American taxpayer.
Yeah, I hope not. But I'm glad to see some articles like that one was in the Journal come out. Maybe people start to think. But, of course, a lot of those liberals don't read the Journal anyway.
Yeah. Well, in your report, you talk about 29% of all money in circulation today was created since February 2020.
Yeah. That's right.
That's huge. That's a huge number.
Yeah. It's a ridiculous number.
But this is all part and parcel that is adding to the problem of inflation. And I keep saying to our audience, Ambassador, that look, it's not your fault. I mean, where we are today, you didn't do this. I mean, it wasn't like you went out and recklessly spent money and decided to, I'm tired of, driving my, my Ford. So I'm going to go out and start. I'm going to go out and buy a Rolls Royce. I mean, they didn't do this. I mean, this is all being brought to you by Joe Biden and these Democratic policies.
Pretty much. That's right.
Well, and of course, the other thing that we're dealing with in America today is the fact that our communities are under siege. The crime rate has gone through the roof. You know, these blue cities that thought, oh, it was going to be so fashionable. Let's defund police. Everybody knew. It didn't take a genius to figure out. Just take the police off the street and watch crime go up. Well, it's going up. And now these cities are you know, like San Francisco, going, whoa, wait a minute. You know, we need to refund, not defund, but we need to refund the police. And now they're so desperate, Ambassador. You know, and this is unheard of. San Francisco is going to Texas, and they're going to Texas universities and trying to recruit students from from Texas to come and serve as police officers in San Francisco.
Yeah. Well, I just saw some lady in Minnesota, up in that wealthy neighborhood, Minnetonka, in her car with her 13-year-old, backed out into her driveway and some crook carjacked her.
Yeah. Well, and this is starting to happen. There was some footage the other night, and this is the thing. The takeaway is that a person was in their car. They'd been there for a while. You know, I don't know if they were checking their, you know, cell phone or checking their Facebook or whatever they were doing, but they seemed to be there for a while, and it just allowed the time for carjackers to surround the car. They drag the guy out of his car. They, they tie him up. And take off with his car, and they're holding a gun. Meanwhile, they're holding a gun to this guy's head to get him out of there. And this is like, you know, happening. And the thing that's amazing is people are just driving by this guy lying out in the middle of the street, and people don't even stop. You know, they just go around the guy in the car. They just go around him.
That's pretty sad, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, it just says something about the conscience and the incivility of America and what we've reduced ourselves to. I mean, this isn't the America that I don't think you or I grew up in.
No, and it's really not the America that anybody ever has grown up in. But these guys have this very odd agenda of defunding the police and getting rid of cash bail. And then they sit back and say, oh, my gosh, we've got all these problems. Well, no kidding. I mean, look at all the repeat offenders are being let loose because of no cash bail.
Exactly. Well, and then on top of that, let's flood the country with millions of illegal migrants. I mean, I had to respond to this notice that came out today that, Biden has amnestied 470,000 Venezuelan migrants. And I'm saying, well, if they're coming to America, bring oil. You know, bring a bucket of oil. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they would like to if they could. They don't. You know, the Venezuelan case is probably the only real legitimate one for asylum and temporary protected status. I mean, because of what Maduro's done to the country.
Right.
But most of these other ones are just bogus. I mean, I introduced a bill when I was in Congress to do exactly what Trump ended up doing by order, was saying that you can't claim asylum if you're already here. You have to claim asylum in some neutral country somewhere.
Right. Exactly. Well, and Trump is saying he's going to probably have, if he's elected president, he's going to have the largest deportation plan ever in the history of America. And I think that, again, you'd have to move with some sense of urgency because people being out there, you know, we'll see you in 8 years, you know, come back to an ICE office in 8 years. By that time, you know, Ambassador, you know as well as I do, I mean, these people are going to have two or three kids that are now American citizens.
Yeah.
So what do you
do? That's an outmoded thing to never get rid of it, of course, obviously. The Democrats should never let it happen. But at the end of the day, you know, it's such a paradox because we need the workers, and we've got these Hispanics that want to work. So why not figure out, like George Bush tried to do in 2007, how to get them in here on a legal system where we know where they are and who they are, and they can don't have to be citizens. They just have to get here and work. And maybe over time they have a chance for citizenship. Maybe not. I think that's really irrelevant at this point.
Right. Well, you also have to understand.
And secure the border.
And who they're beholden to. Okay, are they beholden to the cartels, or do they have any sense of, like, in the previous era, and even for these immigrants who come here legally, they are willing to swear allegiance to America? I don't think these people that are coming across the border feel the same way, especially when they're beholden to the cartels, Ambassador.
There is a cartel issue on the border, for sure. I think they're controlling the movement of people. So they're abusing these people just like as bad as anybody. The coyotes and stuff, you know. So the lack of a legitimate immigration process, if you will, hurts everybody.
Well, Ambassador Francis Rooney, we got to leave it there. I thank you for your time. Look forward to having you back. You're always welcome.
Anytime. I appreciate the chance to be on your show.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs?
we've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. A fatal crash involving a charter bus carrying Farmingdale High School's marching band occurred in New York, leaving one dead and over 40 injured. The number of Americans making initial unemployment claims in the U.S. fell by 20,000 last week, totaling 201,000 individuals. A murder suspect in Indiana on the run due to a clerical mistake that led to his release. Kevin Mason was mistakenly set free from an Indianapolis detention center. Authorities are uncertain of his whereabouts. President Biden reaffirming U.S. support for Ukraine and its conflict with Russia during a meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky in the Oval Office yesterday. Zelensky expressed gratitude for the ongoing support and emphasized to lawmakers that he still needs increased aid to avoid losing the war to Russia. Corey Myers, USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion. So parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. This morning, the founder of Open the Books, Adam Andrzejewski, is with us to talk about six of their major investigations that have advanced the national policy conversation and spurred action on behalf of we the people. He's the author of Operation Drain the Swamp, and he's lauding the efforts of the Senators Rand Paul and Joni Ernst, House Chair Elise Stefanik, Governor Greg Abbott, and members of the California State Assembly. They've all contributed to holding our government accountable. Adam, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, great to be here, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
Well, always good to have you here to give us the latest update. And, you know, let's talk about, I mean, this is great news, and it's good for people to realize that you are working on your behalf, on our behalf, and you've had some great success with these, you know, six major policy impacts.
It's been an amazing 8 months. I mean, these six impacts have happened just in the last 8 months. Bill, as you know, at OpenTheBooks.com, we believe that transparency revolutionizes United States public policy and politics. And these six investigations, we're proving that statement. So the first one, you know, many people listening to the program will remember third-party royalties. We broke that story in May of 2022. It's become an even bigger story in 2023. $325 million paid to government scientists that it was not disclosed who was paying them. The company's paying them. And this summer we broke that open.
Yeah. Yes. Wow.
So it's led to three congressional hearings in 2022, a congressional hearing here in 2023, an oversight letter from House Republican Chip Roy and 14 of his colleagues here last month, and the story's not over. We're going to break over the course of the next week. Conflicts of interest, insider trading. I mean, there are tons of stories in that database.
Is there anything to indicate here, I mean, in terms of following the money, and, you know, Nancy Pelosi reminded us of that favorite phrase of quid pro quo, where there is a direct relationship with these royalties paid that are prejudicing, you know, science and reporting. Will we see any of that?
Yeah, that's the whole purpose of the next round of oversight. So we're gonna lay out the relationships and what was hidden from the American people before the pandemic and during the pandemic.
Wow. Well, I gotta imagine you're not getting invited to a lot of cocktail parties these days. I mean, you are pulling back the curtain on something that Dr. Fauci and the scientists. How many scientists are involved here so far?
It's a massive complex, so there's 2,407 of these scientists receiving third-party royalties since 2009. Previous to that, the only transparency on this was 2005, when the Associated Press got the entire database. We've had to fight for the last 2 years in federal court to try to open this thing up. So for a long time, we could only see the names of the scientists receiving the royalties and the top-line figures, which we summed to $325 million over a 12-year period. Now we know who paid the $325 million, the names of the companies, and there's over 2,000 of those. So it just shows you how vast and deep this complex runs.
So they're not happy enough getting paid by we the people, taxpayers paying their salaries. You know, they get a little side hustle here. Okay, so I mean, but this is quite fluid, and it's consistent with the economy of the Beltway, whether we're talking, you know, the Biden business or any other politician. You know, somehow they are entitled to have a little side hustle at the people's expense. And so what if it happens? I mean, here we are. We're paying their salary. They're producing reports. And these reports are already, as we found out before, Adam, these are not objective reports. You know, they're carefully peered reviewed in a way, you know, by other peers who are equally compromised is what I'm seeing. Is that an overstatement?
Well, kudos to Dr. Rand Paul, the U.S. Senator from Kentucky, obviously. He's right. Run with this issue. And in July, he tried to get an amendment attached to a piece of Senate legislation in Bernie Sanders' committee. The amendment would have opened up this database, 100% of it, to Sunshine. We're still fighting for the patent numbers on, you know, what was invented. We still don't know what was invented. We know now who paid the royalties, who received the royalties. We don't know the individual amount of the payments to the scientists. We can only see the top line numbers. So Rand Paul has led on this. He's led on the issue of transparency. He has promised eventually to open this entire thing up, and he's executing on that promise.
Well, Adam, this has been a long-fought battle for you and Open the Books. What's the timeline on this? Do you think this is something that's going to be realized by the end of the year, or are we talking at least another 12 months to get on the other side of this?
Well, it could have happened in July, but Republican U.S. Senator from Alaska, Lisa Murkowski, voted against Rand Paul's amendment to open this up and killed it in the Senate committee. So, you know, Republicans got to get their act together on these issues.
Why would she do that? I mean, is she compromised?
Well, you know, Lisa Murkowski is also a massive earmarker requesting hundreds of millions of dollars worth of these pork projects back to Alaska. So she's compromised on a lot of levels.
So here it is. And well, Lisa Murkowski is just one of how many other senators that could have had an impact? Or is she the total linchpin?
Well, it was a close vote. I don't have the vote in front of me, but I top of mind, I know she.
But she
voted
stands out,
Rand Paul. Yeah, and it was
right.
It was narrow. I think she might have been the swing vote.
Wow. So the John McCain of the Senate once again impeding, you know, Republican interest. And you're exactly right. This has been my frustration as well, Adam, is that the Republicans they need to go in a dark room in a back room somewhere and hammer this out.
and all get on the same page. The Democrats can do it very effectively, but somehow the Republicans, you know, they're just, you know, they're so immersed in the uniparty and these other interests, and it's disarming for we the people who vote them, thinking, oh well, they're Republicans, they are of like mind. But what we're finding out is they're so bifurcated that you're really not sure, you know, who you're voting for and what they're all about. This gets to be quite frustrating. Okay, so here we go. We've got one of the six. Go ahead, number two. Yeah.
All right, so we partnered with Joni Ernst's team, U.S. Senator Joni Ernst. She's the junior senator from Iowa. We found $1.3 billion in taxpayer funding to the adversarial nations of China and Russia since 2017. And this, you know, then she took action. We our editorial was published at the USA Today exposing our findings. We co-authored that piece. She introduced the Tracking Receipts to Adversarial Countries for Knowledge and Spending, the TRACS Act, and the legislation would require upstream reporting from any organization that's given federal tax dollars, including the second and third tier grants, which are right now, if you can believe this, it's hidden. They're not reported anywhere. So it's amazing how fast government loses track of our money.
That's incredible. Are they just, have they lost track of our money, or are they just purposely, you know, keeping it hidden?
Well, yeah, it's not reported. No one's reporting it to federal agencies. So here's how it works. A federal agency doles out a grant, say to the University of California. The University of California, let's just, you know, in this hypothetical story, let's say they give it to a lab in North Carolina. The lab in North Carolina then gives a grant to a lab in China. The grant to the lab in China is not reported.
Wow.
So we have no idea. Yeah. You know, it could be $1.3 billion, and most of that was on first-tier grants. The second tier and the third tier are not reported.
How are they able to get away with this?
It's the system, you know. Tom Coburn, Barack Obama, they did the federal legislation to open the checkbook all the way back in 2006. And we've been trying to get more into that ever since. It was a great first step. There's been additions and amendments to it, but the Ernst Amendment, the TRACS Act, it's vital.
Without a doubt. Well, we've got four more to address on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We have Adam Andrzejewski from OpenTheBooks.com. We're coming on 18 minutes before the top of the hour. Stay with us.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about 50 bucks a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than 50 bucks a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at 50 bucks a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for 50 bucks a month. That's less than 2 bucks a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking with Open the Books founder and president of Open the Books, Adam Angieski. Adam, boy, like you said, it's been you've been very productive in these 8 months and these six major projects. I don't know if we can get to all of them, but let's talk about DEI office that was canceled at the Pentagon's K-12 schools office.
So our auditors at OpenTheBooks.com, we dug into the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Office in the Pentagon's K-12 public schools, which educate approximately 70,000 children of our military men and women, both domestically and overseas. And they were teaching all kinds of socialist Marxist frames to the children of our service members. And so we, you know, it was a first, it was a new office, a new chief. We investigated her troubled social media posts, her far-left children's books, and her high-paid job inside the department, and we helped spark an investigation. And the Undersecretary for Defense for Personnel and Readiness at the Pentagon, Gilson Cisneros, said he would investigate her employment performance and report back findings in 30 days. That came and went. And none of the 30 days came and went. Months went by. We kept digging deeper, exposing the actions. We worked with the House Chairman, Elise Stefanik, and they wrote oversight letters. And finally, this spring, in a major victory, that office at the Pentagon was canceled.
Wow. Wow. Excellent. So after, but all these months go by. And see, and this is what the bureaucracy does, right? It just it just straight arms any kind of investigation. It avoids it, and look how much extra months and the waste of people's money that was endured as a result of this kind of manipulation. And so for Cisneros and others, you know, no harm, no foul, right?
Well, Cisneros, as of this month here in early September, he's now gone from the Pentagon as well. So he took another job and he resigned his position. So the fallout here, because of this investigation, because of all the national news, and because of the leadership of House Republicans investigating this and holding them accountable in public hearings, you know, it's a big victory that this office has been canceled.
Well, like you say, I mean, this required, I mean, some really tenacious coordination among the comm directors at Open the Books, House leadership working together in order to, you know, have the removal of Wing. I know some say Wing nut, that's not fair. But Wing removed from her post and the entire DEI office was folded. This is amazing that we have that kind of, that kind of eradication of something that had been taken root that we thought we were going to have to live with for the rest of our lives. But it appears that DEI, we have fondly referred to DEI as DIE. That's where, you know, things go to die. And our government is starting to see, the unfortunate, I don't want to say merits because it's the opposite. It's the deleterious result, of these kind of policies. They're not positive whatsoever. So great work there from, Elise Stefanik and all the team there to make this happen. Let's go and talk about this next one. We've got Governor Abbott and, of course, Joni Ernst on this one, too. $3 trillion in improper payments since 2004. I mean, trillions? $3
trillion? Yeah, $3 trillion when you adjust the numbers for inflation since 2004. But here's the headline. Joe Biden, his administration is on pace to be the first president in four short years, to admit to improper and mistaken payments of $1 trillion. So in his first 2 years, Bill, incredibly, they've admitted to $520 billion in mistakes. Oopses.
Yeah.
People that got the wrong amount under the wrong set of rules. These are admitted mistakes. So if I say it, you can doubt it. But if they say it, it's the truth, over $500 million of mistakes.
Well, that's what they want to, that's what they can admit to right now. You know, like anything about the government, it's all an estimate, right? So chances are it's probably more than that if you had it fully audited, in my humble opinion. You think?
100%.
Yeah?
And here's the definition. A payment to the wrong entity under the wrong set of rules or in the wrong amount. This is serious waste, fraud, corruption, and taxpayer abuse, and it's on steroids during Biden's administration.
Now, what are we talking? Are we talking, payments that were sent out, that were COVID payments, for example, or is it the whole milieu of government, payouts that have been incorrectly sent out?
Well, not all of the COVID incorrect and stolen payments are even in these numbers. So, Bill, these numbers get a lot worse from here, if you could believe it.
But, you're kidding. Oh, my gosh. I thought it was COVID included. No. Oh, my God. Okay, go ahead.
There's some COVID included, but not all of it. There were COVID programs where they just stopped reporting the mistaken payments because it was so bad.
I mean, like our IRS would tolerate that? We'd just say, hey, look, it's so bad, I just couldn't report it, so I just gave up, right?
Yeah, they're not. They're using artificial intelligence over at the IRS.
Yes, that's the latest, yeah. Oh,
and they're backed up by $35.2 million worth of guns, ammunition, and military.
I was going to say, don't mess with me. I have a pistola, and I probably have more ammunition than the military right now, is what Joe Biden would tell me, right?
Well, in the latest audit, and our findings there on the militarization of the IRS have sparked congressional action to quantify the gun locker over at the IRS. The last time it was quantified, because of our work, when we published our piece at the Wall Street Journal, led to a congressional oversight audit of the IRS, and they had stockpiled 5 million rounds of ammunition.
The thing that's amazing is that the other thing, too, I mean, you got people who aren't really trained. I mean, to be trained and you're going to be carrying a weapon, you've got to stay on top of this. And I think you're busy enough just doing, auditing and tax oversight and all that. And now I've got to take you offline and get you into a shooting range and to make sure that you're constantly up to date on even how to load your weapon. I mean, I don't know. How many misfirings have there been already, right?
Unfortunately, about 2 months ago, there was an IRS special agent killed at the range in training. I don't have the details on it. It's a very unfortunate accident, but this happened within the last 60 days.
Oh, wow. See, this is the deal. You just see, gun owners, Adam, you know, for those of us who own guns, we understand the level of responsibility and ongoing exposure and training and routine that you must go to. You just don't, you know, just sit your gun up on a shelf and then all of a sudden, you know, you need it and then you don't even know how to lock and load or how to handle it properly. And this is how mistakes happen and injuries occur. This is crazy. It's insane to think that all of a sudden you can put that many guns in the hands of ill-trained IRS agents. This is on the heels of oversensitivity of communities going, hey, we're concerned about police having guns. And to the point there that they were talking about defunding police, right? And so, you know, because they were afraid of what was happening and, you know, with guns and police. And now you're going to go, okay, well, let's go from that somehow. The association is, let's go from defunding police and being concerned about them having guns, and now we're going to put guns and ammo in the hands of IRS agents who are ill-trained.
Well, soon, you know, the number of special agents tracks 3% of the total headcount of the IRS, and that's on steroids, the headcount. Mm-hmm. They're hiring, you know, they got $60 billion, down from $80 billion, but $60 billion to hire. And spend. And so soon the number of special agents at the IRS will rival a U.S. Army brigade.
There was no
conversation. There was no debate ever in Congress that the IRS should have a brigade.
Unbelievable. Only in America. All right. We got about a minute and a half left here. Let's talk about Governor Gavin Newsom. Oh, he's all kinds of fun.
Well, yeah, I mean, shoot, you know, they identify problems, and I put that in quotes.
Mm-hmm.
They quote unquote solve the problems and then cash checks personally along the way. And so our oversight has led to action in the California General Assembly, you know, between his wife's nonprofit organization, between Governor Newsom with his California Education Department mandating curriculum standards and recommending his wife's curriculum in the classroom, it looks like a closed-loop circle to be able to profit through a myriad of entities from public policy. So when the bank, SVB Bank, went down, we were lead on the connections between Newsom and that bank, and that led to action in the California General Assembly.
Wow. And this this diagram that you have here showing the money coming out of California, going into schools, and his wife Jennifer saying thank you very much. I mean, he may not want to be president only because of the side hustle he's established so securely in his state of California, right?
Right. And so from the General Assembly, they said, as the chief executive officer of the state, the governor is prohibited from taking administrative or other actions that could benefit his own financial circumstance.
Well, you think? I mean, you've got to pass a law in order to do something that is ethical and moral. I guess that's what we've come down to. Open the books, the one and only Adam Angieski. Thank you, Adam. Take care, buddy.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamil. That was